Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I am very excited about having our good friend Deb Calvert back on the show. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last several years. She's a certified executive and sales coach, a master of the Leadership Challenge Program. She's the author or co-author of a couple of outstanding books, author of Discover Questions That Get You Connected. Also, Stop Selling and Start Leading. That's another one of her books, and she's our good friend Deb. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. It's really good to be here. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back because you, besides the fact that you're a really cool lady and very smart, I love talking about this topic. You know me. I was telling the audience before you got here, Deb, that the thing that makes the world go round is our relationship between businesses and customers. Think about this. I make no apologies in saying that nothing in the world happens until somebody makes a sale. It's the beginning. It is the headwaters of everything that happens in the world, because otherwise we don't have food, we don't have clothes, we don't have cars, we don't have medicine. Somebody had to make a sale to get it all started. What do you think?
I agree. And if we want to take it even down to a more fundamental level, right, selling your ideas every day, selling the innovations that you want to make, the processes that you want to change, it all moves the needle forward. Nothing happens without forward motion, and that's selling.
That's exactly right. And so even though you know that and I know that, isn't it astonishing that there's so much ineptitude in the sales profession these days? Are you astonished about that?
It's because we have all these negative associations. I'm actually crusading right now, Jim. I'm trying to get a new word out into the public domain, and I've got it in Urban Dictionary and Business Dictionary. Now I'm going for Merriam-Webster, but I want the word salesmanship to go away, because when people think of salesmen, it's sad. But it has a negative stereotype.
And that makes that upsets me. I know we shouldn't call, I know we shouldn't call everybody salesman because everybody isn't a man, but I don't have a problem with salesmanship.
I don't have a problem with it when it's done right, but I'm doing sellership because it takes the gender out of it, but more importantly, because it gives us a whole new way to get away from that stereotype, and more people could be proud of what they're doing if they were meeting needs, and that's what real sellership is about.
Well, I proudly proclaim myself to be a grizzled old salesman, I like saying that. I claim to be a salesman, and I have been all my life, I will be the rest of my life, but I did have the benefit of being trained by the best in the world. Sears, Xerox, and the United States Army. Those three, by the time I was 26 years old, those three had trained me how to put my best foot forward in the marketplace. I wish everybody had the experience that I had. And it's been the key to whatever success I've had. It's been the key to that.
Absolutely. And you should take pride in what you've done and what you embodied as you were a salesman and the way that you demonstrated salesmanship, right? This is not an indictment, my crusade. It's not an indictment of those words. It's about the stereotypes that sadly got attached to them.
Well, but I don't think that's why we're not getting training. I think we're not getting training because I think people don't appreciate. I think we've just lost the fundamentals. Even Xerox, the professional selling skills at PSS was a world changer that they taught all the way through 1980. And then all of a sudden, even though the world was adopting PSS, they would sell it to other companies. All of a sudden, Xerox quit teaching PSS. Now, why would you do that? Why would you stop teaching perfection? And I just mark 1980 basically as the end of real focus on professional selling skills.
You know, I do think there's a renaissance. I think the word professional is what Xerox was championing, what got lost for a period of time. But now there are marketing schools and business schools that are creating sales degree programs and some that even have degrees in selling. And I think we're going to put professionalism back into it.
I hope so, but I'm worried that artificial intelligence is going to hurt it, though, because I don't have a problem with AI. I don't have a problem with all that, except still it comes down to people selling to other people. Because with all the technology we have, we're still going to be human beings. Right back with Deb Calvert after the break. I'm Jim Blassingame. More to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.